took every bit of the cover off the back porch, every bit of it. But we fixed it right back. Mm-hmm. We had friends that came in and helped us some. That's the good in people living close to you, you know, that you have friends that help you out. Mm-hmm. Used to didn't do that. Of course, they knew nothing about it. Used to long years ago when they worked the roads, they had roads instead of highways. Mm-hmm. And they had a certain day out of each month to work that road. Mm-hmm. And the men would all meet at a certain spot with their hoes and shovels and everything they had and work the road so many miles. But now they don't do that. They don't do anything but work it with tractors and plows and everything.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the fireplace, the front open part on the floor in front of the fireplace, you'd call that the...
Well, it was just made out into the floor. Mm-hmm. Just like ours in there.
Well, what, you know that, do you have a name for that, though?
No, I don't think so.
Hearth or hearth?
Hearth. Hmm? I reckon, is it the hearth or the hearth? Oh. It's the hearth, isn't it?
Okay, is that what people used to call it, or do you?
Yeah, they called it that. And now they build them up high. Mm-hmm. But that one is a real good one. Mm-hmm. And it warms your feet better, I think, to build them down like that. Hmm. Because if it's built up, you see, the heat's up above your feet.
Mm-hmm. What about the things that you set the wood on?
Well, that's the andirons.
Any old-fashioned name for that?
No, I don't think so. They used to call them fire dogs.
Uh-huh.
But now they're andirons.
Who says andirons now? Is that...
Everybody. You go to buy one out of the store there. You call for andirons.
Uh-huh. What about the... thing up over the top where you...
That's a mantle.
Okay. Anything older people used to say?
No, they call that the mantle.
Okay. And say if you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use?
Well, we use splinters. Mm-hmm. Cut from fat wood.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that?
No, I don't think so. Well, they used to call it kindling wood.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear light?
Light wood?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that all the same thing?
Used to people call it lightered. Mm-hmm. Just old people. Mm-hmm. But now we call it light wood.
What about, say, if you might take a big piece of wood and set it toward the back of the fireplace and it burned for a long time?
Well, that's just a log.
Mm-hmm. But any name for a big piece that you'd set toward the back?
No, I don't think so. We always call them fire logs.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear chunk or back?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of knots and chunk of wood.
Uh-huh. What's a chunk?
It's just a great big piece of wood. Mm-hmm. Maybe a round. It isn't long. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, just an old-fashioned piece that's been out in the woods for years and years. Mm-hmm. I found a little lighter knot, just a knot, mm-hmm. that was cut off a tree I don't know how many years ago. Down in that river swamp a few days ago, and I gave it to my little granddaughter, which She collects things like that. Mm-hmm. And she was so happy to get it. But it had been, the rain had been so hard on that piece of wood until it had worn it off in waves. It looked like waves of water. It was a pretty thing. And she was so happy to get that. Mm-hmm. And she's only 10 years old. She's smart, though.